Well, Dairo Luttrell, what a fantastic performance by Yes Chef today, but big odds.
Yeah, I'm surprised he was big odds, because his last run in Hobart where he ran fourth, so I thought he was a pretty good chance today.
Well, he only got beaten just over three lengths in Hobart, and he didn't have a lot of luck, and that was over the 1400, so I guess stepping up to the 1660, and the form proved good.
Yeah, we've been, trying to get a run over some ground for him, but because, over shorter distance he didn't have any placings, we were just struggling to get a run, so his fourth, guaranteed us a run today.
Okay, now, look, he paid huge odds. He almost paid 100 to 1, $94.80 and $18.60. That'd be the biggest price winner you've ever trained?
No, a few years ago we had Like a Hunker, and she paid $97.
All right, well, it was close anyway. Now, listen, tell us about your chef. Did you breed him?
No, I bought him at an Inglis sale in Melbourne as a yearling. I thought he was just going to be a real bargain buy, and I thought, well, he's worth taking the punch on, because we'd raced another one by the same stallion, and I'd won with her, and she paid big odds too. And, yes, I bought him at the sale unseen.
So, Mr. Malibu, or Mr. Malibu,
yep.
Not a lot known about him?
Ken Sweeney had him in South Australia. He didn't cover a lot of mares, but just about everything he got to the races won. He's got a very good percentage, but probably only had about 12 or 15 runners. That's probably about all.
Okay, now how much did you give for him at the yearling sale?
$1,200.
Well, he is a bargain buy, isn't he, after all?
Decided to sack him his last prep, but he had a lot of growing to do, and we thought, well, we'll just give him, he's still got a lot of growing to do, but we thought we'd just give him a bit more time. And in the meantime, we've been using him a fair bit as our lead pony, because he's so quiet, and we thought, well, we'll just keep using him as a lead pony and throw him in a race now and again.
Well, and young John Lambie, he rode a pretty heady race on him.
Starts and just rode him a treat every time. He hasn't done anything wrong, and I think the horse has probably just appreciated having a few kilos off his back too.
Okay. Now look, how's the team going?
We're a bit quiet at the moment. We haven't got a lot in. We've got a few handy ones and just bringing on a few young'uns, but yeah, just pottering around with them.
Okay. Roseland maybe looked a shade disappointing today at the business end of the race.
It doesn't like a wet track, and it was a bit of a worry bringing her down here anyway today when it rained, but we thought, well, she's in, she's fit, we'll put her in. So I was really quite happy with the run, very pleased with the run.
Well, she obviously, if she's definitely doesn't like those sort of conditions, it was an encouraging run. Where will you go with Yes Chef next?
I'm quite happy.
Where will you take Yes Chef next? Have you got a race picked out for him?
We'll see how he pulls up, but we may come back down here next weekend. There's an 1800, so we'll just, because he can still go in a maiden class one, so we'll just see how he pulls up and go from there.
Well, he obviously has shown that he can handle a heavy track.
Yeah, no, he likes the wet. I think they do like the wet, the breed.
All right, now how many have you got in work at the moment, Di?
I'm six in work at the minute.
Just enough to keep you busy?
Yeah, just enough, because I'm working nights at Armidale doing foal watch at the moment too, so I didn't want to be too bombarded with horses in work at the moment, so probably only got a couple more weeks there doing that, and I'll be back to normal sleeping patterns.
How's the grey horse, Tuck Toy Yuck Duck?
Shinsaw.
Right.
He didn't run a very good race last weekend. We were a bit sort of troubled because he laid in and a bit worried about why he didn't sort of perform, but pulled up a bit shinsore, so he's having a few weeks off, and as soon as he's feeling a bit better in his shins, we'll be back to crack at the big races with him.
All right, well, all the best with Tuck Toy Yuck Duck and the rest of the team, and let's hope that Yes Chef can salute next week at Devonport over the 1800.
Let's hope.
Thanks, Di.
Okay.